Abby.com online. Thank you, Abby.
Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome back to the Double Radio Studios, now on University Avenue here in Madison, Wisconsin. Really happy to be with you for our Saturday program to talk about local businesses, local nonprofits, local issues, local initiatives, all these things that matter to our community. And we have to give a big shout out, of course, before we get started to the show sponsor, Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. You can check out more about Sue and her services on evolutionfinplan.com. If you're interested, there's room for more. If you're a local business owner or of a nonprofit and you'd like to get involved in supporting this program or the station, you can reach out. Just check with Luke. Head to devilradio927.com. Hook up with Luke and get you all the information about that, because the more the merrier as we continue on in our quest to get the word out about all of our wonderful, unique businesses and organizations that make up our community. Now, our first guest today is a little bit different, and it's going to be fun because we get to talk about a very important issue, and we get to talk with Kathy from the Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change about some ways they are highlighting and pushing that initiative about things you can do as a business, as individuals, to help our climate, help our community, and conserve energy and make it a better planet. So, Kathy, how are you this morning?
I am doing great, Jason. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
Oh, I'm really excited to talk with you. There's a lot of things happening, and I was trying to get the full breadth of the office and all the things you're working on. But to give people the overall and the run overview of kind of the initiatives that the Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change is working on right now.
Yeah, definitely. So our office was created by County Executive Joe Parisi in 2016, really with the idea that the county had done a lot of things in its own internal operations to reduce energy use, to use clean energy. And we wanted to help our whole countywide community accelerate their actions around climate. And so in 2020, we issued a climate action plan with a lot of a framework and path for us to cut emissions in Dane County in half by 2030 and be on a path to net zero. The big thing I would say our office does is really help local entities, whether that's a unit of government or a nonprofit or a business, figure out how they can take action and then, you know, connect the dots for them so that they're able to be successful in whatever endeavor they want to pursue.
I think that's such an important mission and service to the community, because we all know that a lot of businesses and organizations in the public sector and in commercial buildings are using a lot of energy, right? And they also are also very busy and focused on their business or their organization. So they don't have the time to do all this research and figure out, okay, what steps do I need to take? So to have an organization or have something from the county to help them with that, I think is vital to making this happen.
Yeah, certainly. It's super clear to us that lots of folks want to do their part, but it's not clear to them where to start. They aren't sure kind of which opportunity is the one to pursue. And, you know, at the county, we have the ability to convene folks. We do a lot of work with local governments where it's really us creating a platform where one local government can talk about their cool work to a bunch of other local governments, so they learn from each other. One of our climate champions here in Dane County, the Oregon School District, has the largest net zero energy school in the country.
Wow.
You know, part of what's cool about Dane County is we have folks leading on these issues, and we, so, you know, I really think about my role in a couple of ways. Certainly we're that kind of connector and coach for folks who aren't sure where to start, but we're also a really important cheerleader for the folks who are doing things, because the more we showcase those examples, the easier others can find their path forward. You know, when you, we tend to think, well, you know, things like net zero energy schools can only happen in California or somewhere, but it's like, no, we have the biggest one right here in our backyard. And, you know, that, I think the other thing that does is it gives people hope. So often when we talk about climate issues, we're talking at a global scale and it feels like nobody can do anything. It helps to know local people are doing things.
And you're right. Someone has to lead and someone has to set the example, show that it can be done, make it easy. All of those things that the Dane County office is doing. So we're talking with Kathy Coons, director of Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change. Kathy, one thing you talked about just there was being a cheerleader, highlighting groups that are doing it, right? And you have, you just came out here in 2021 with the Climate Champion Awards, recognizing so many organizations locally to do that. And that's something you want to continue, right? Because if people are doing it right, let's put it out there and show people that it can be done.
Definitely, definitely. So we started our Climate Champion program in 2020, and essentially we're looking to celebrate everyone who is leading on climate in one way or another. We currently have 9 different categories. Like, you know, if your nonprofit or business is really energy efficient, we have an award for that. If you are doing a really good job on waste management, we have an award for that. And every year we add new categories because we keep identifying folks who are leading in ways that we were like, oh, that's a whole thing that we should recognize, kind of thing. So this year we recognized 30 entities across the county. And again, there are 9 categories. We have 4 tiers of recognition. So an entity that's doing about 25% better than what's typical in our community in terms of their energy use or water use can get an award, all the way up to our 4-star champions, like the school I mentioned, where they're producing all of the energy they use at their school from on-site solar panels. So they're doing 100% better than a typical school. They're using zero energy from the grid. And so they're a 4-star champion, is sort of how the framework works. But really our aim is to just point out that there are champions that are big businesses in our community that everyone knows the names of those companies, but there are also some little companies here that you might not have ever heard of who are doing really cool stuff.
I think the other part and important piece to that is that it's a collaborative effort. It has to be. The only way we make the impact is if we do this together. And that's another thing I love about the website. The website is daneclimateaction.org. We're talking with Kathy Coons, the director of the Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change. You have a simple tab on there that says what you can do. And when you go to that page, what you can do, it's broken down very nicely. Individuals, businesses, communities. So the information is laid out well. You can look at it as a business aspect, but we're all people that live here too. So what can you do at an individual level? That's just as important.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing I would say, and I appreciate that, Jason, you know, we've tried hard to make it as simple as possible. Also, everywhere on our website is an email address that you can email us and say, hey, I can't find the piece I want. And we're always talking to groups about what they're doing and how they're doing it and how we can help connect them to. So, for example, one of the tabs under that page you mentioned is for faith-based communities. A lot of the churches, temples, synagogues in Dane County are leading on climate action in one way or another. We're trying to help connect them to each other so that they all get there faster in those efforts.
I think it's such an important resource for the community and so many different groups, like you're saying. And the other part I wanted to bring you back to is kind of what's the outlook? You mentioned, okay, we're trying to go for 2030 as a goal here. How do we get there, Kathy? What has to happen?
So the big, you know, everything we talk about in climate action really boils down to kind of four big strategies. First, we all need to reduce waste. You know, whether we're talking about energy or water or food, to take a resource and refine it and move it around and then toss it is just a bunch of emissions we never had to have. So we've all got to be more conscious there. Then it's about, you know, pursuing clean energy sources and aligning our uses with that. So that's electric vehicles, it's RNG for heavy duty vehicles. And the final piece, you know, in Dane County, we have a lot of open land. We're a big county. So we've also got opportunities to store carbon in soil and plants in ways that everyone else doesn't have that we need to keep moving on. So it's really the combination of those things. I would say, you know, Dane County, because we've got all of these leaders, because we've got organizations at every size that are leading on pieces of this, our outlook is a lot better than a lot of other places. You know, we've got some good momentum and people, really smart people who are doing really innovative things across the county to move us further faster. You know, I think the climate crisis is an enormous challenge, but we can do this in Dane County. We're Dane County. We're better suited to do this than a whole lot of other folks who have to do it.
And set the example and lead the way. I find that oftentimes, right. You know, someone has to take that step. Someone or some organization, or some group, or in this case, our county can be that leader to set the example and show people how it's done and make it easier for them to do it. Now, I think it's a critical resource, like you said, with all the different groups leading the way and working on these issues, is having a connection point, having a collaborative a point like the county resource at daneclimateaction.org and having this office as part of the county, just critical. So Kathy, before we go, quickly tell people, I know they can share stories with you that you will circulate, that can sign up for your newsletter. How can they get more involved if they want to take action now?
Yeah. Those are the other thing is to really think about the organizations you're already part of. Is your church have a green team? Does your office have a green team? How can you join those things and be part of what's moving forward and then connect to us? Yes. Yeah. Terrific. Thank you so much, Jason. This was terrific.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for your time and all the great work you're doing at the Dane County Office of Energy and Climate Change. Keep it moving forward, Dane County. Let's do it. We can do it if we do it together. We'll be back after the break. Catch you next on Let's Get Local.